Violent Nigerian migrant enters French border police after asylum rejection. By Chris Tomlinson on November 20, 2022. Two French border police were injured by a Nigerian migrant at a railway station after he refused to give officials his papers during an identification check. The incident took place at a train station in the commune of Port-la-Nouvelle on Wednesday after border police engaged in an identity check of the 24-year-old Nigerian, who refused to give his identification papers to the officers. A local police union stated that the Nigerian was a bogus asylum seeker who had his claim refused but was appealing the decision. When the police asked the Nigerian to follow them, he violently resisted, L'Independent reports. According to the newspaper, the Nigerian did not directly strike or attack the officers but resisted in such a violent manner that the two officers became injured, with one reporting damage to his knee and the other reporting a back injury. A doctor who examined the two officers gave them both 15 days off work to try to recover. Rejected asylum claims have led several migrants to violence in recent years, with some even resorting to deadly violence, as was the case last year in the French city of Pau when a 38-year-old Sudanese man stabbed an immigration official to death after having his asylum claim refused. Pau's mayor, François Bayrou, commented on the incident at the time, saying, "Quite rightly, his application for asylum or the pursuit of asylum had been refused," he turned against the head of the department. "There are so many questions about this man's journey." In Greece, another migrant who had his claim rejected, an Iraqi man, threatened to set his own wife and child on fire when Greek authorities denied him asylum for a second time. The man, who had been living with his family at a migrant reception structure, doused his living space in oil with his family inside but was stopped by police before he could ignite it. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.